Recently, an amazing performance of Raise the Red Lantern, put on by the National Ballet of China, became a hit in Montreal, Canada, in late February. A combination of gorgeous colors, breathtaking melodies, and close-knit choreography took the show far beyond most foreigners' imaginations. The audience was blown away by this bold Chinese attempt at ballet. In fact, Chinese-style ballet started going global when the National Ballet of China first staged Red Detachment of Women in Albania, Romania, and Yugoslavia in 1971. However, it was not an easy journey. Zhao Ruheng, a member of Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, the nation's top advisory body, as well as the former director of the National Ballet of China, recalls the obstacles they experienced.
At first, people don't know you. When we were invited to perform in the United States for the first time, they said they wanted to see the Red Detachment of Women swinging the red flag. They just wanted to seek novelty without carefully studying your culture and enjoying your whole production.
However, as more and more shows were performed abroad, foreign audience started to accept and enjoy the special ballet performances highlighting Chinese culture.
I think it is fabulous. I love the costuming. I love how the costuming becomes a part of the ballet itself. That I thought was extraordinary.
I like it very much. And the thing that impresses me most this evening is the costumes. I think the costumes are fabulous, the colors, how many changes there are.
According to Zhao, the Chinese characteristics of these performances are one of the major reasons that make them stand out in foreign countries.
The most important reason is that you have your own creation. If you have something which others don't have, it will attract people's attention. Then they will think it's worthy to invite you to perform abroad and give those foreign audiences who are used to classical ballet a chance to see something brand new and different.
As a national political advisor as well as the chairwoman of China Dancers Association, Zhao has done a lot of research concerning the current state of the dance art and has found some problems which hindered the development of the art.
I think leaders cannot just sit in their offices and think about cultural transmission. They should do some research. There are lots of excellent dancers raised in local folk dance areas who don't have a good platform. There is still a lack of studies.
In spite of those problems, Zhao still holds a positive attitude towards the future of Chinese dance art.
With enough studies, we can combine both Chinese and foreign elements together, and China's dance art will be very strong.
For CRI, I'm Zhou Dinan.